Amory and 107.5 FM W298DK Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. 11 Republicans who falsely declared President Trump won the 2020 election have been formally charged.
Arizona's Attorney General announcing charges against 11 alleged fake electors in the state. The charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Several of the names have been redacted, but the Attorney General saying those names will be unredacted when all defendants have been served.
ABC's Alex Stone. USC campus police are ordering pro-Palestinian protesters to disperse. Governor Gavin Newsom's announced a proposal which would allow Arizona doctors to perform abortions on their patients in California. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the U.S. and Japan, which calls on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. A humiliating defeat for Team Penske when reigning Indy 500 winner Joseph Newgarden was stripped of his victory in the season-opening race for manipulating his push-to-pass system. This is ABC News. A collective woe from people in London where military horses ran loose.
Spooked by construction workers moving heavy rubble, four soldiers from the Household Cavalry were thrown from their saddles. Two of the frightened horses then got loose and went on a 10-minute high-speed romp through the center of town. A few vehicles were banged into, at least four people were slightly injured. One of the horses was bleeding, but it received vet attention, not something you see here every day. Tom Rivers, ABC News, London.
A Canadian company started by a Texas billionaire has announced a deal with Venezuela state-owned oil company to rehabilitate five aging oil fields. It comes a day after the Biden administration halted sanctions relief for Venezuela. Police in East Hartford, Connecticut call a pair of barbers everyday heroes. As the men were cutting hair, they saw a toddler running into an intersection. The barbers got the child, who ran away from his mom before anything happened. Daria Albinger, ABC News.
Are you and your family weather ready? I'm Terry Barr, producer of the Slice of Wisconsin series. Wisconsin weather is ever-changing, and all of us with Civic Media believe awareness can make a difference. Our weather-ready stories will offer the information you need. Here's meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Are you making plans to honor Mother Earth? April 22nd is Earth Day, and it's a Wisconsin idea. Our Senator Gaylord Nelson created the day in 1970. It was his way of pushing environmental issues onto the national agenda, and many demonstrated in support. It worked. The U.S. Environmental Protection Agency formed by December of that year. And today, Nelson's daughter, Tia, continues her dad's efforts. The Earth Day theme this year focuses on the use of plastics. It includes a reminder of the goal for a 60% reduction in the production of plastics by 2040. If you want to find a cleanup or education event to help during Earth Day week, or anytime, check earthday.org. I'm meteorologist Brittany Merlot.
Enjoying this local program? Find the complete Civic Media lineup at civicmedia.us or the Civic Media app.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. The University of Wisconsin's flagship campus in Madison is slipping in the global and national rankings. The Wall Street Journal ranks it 79th. Internationally, UW-Madison has fallen to as low as 102nd in one ranking. Authors of the UW's internal studies say the UW-Madison gets fewer federal research grants. People who need a few hundred bucks in a hurry can take out loans on smartphone apps, but consumer advocates warn of steep hidden costs. Lucia Constantine is with the Center for Responsible Lending.
They are trapping consumers in a cycle of borrowing that is similar to that of a payday loan.
A bipartisan bill to curb predatory lending in Wisconsin stalled in the last session of the state legislature. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
The Bucks lose to the Pacers. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Pacers beat the Bucks 125-108. The series now tied one game apiece. On Sunday, the Bucks dominated Indiana. What was the difference? Doc Rivers.
They said we couldn't play defense. We did that in the first game. They said they couldn't play defense. They did that in the second game. I thought it was more our offense versus their defense than the other way. And I thought that bled over to the defense of end. So I thought it was more our offense tonight.
Pacers guard Tyrese Halliburton is a native of Oshkosh, but says his family was mistreated in Milwaukee.
You know, this has been, my little brother in the stands the other day was you know, called the N-word. And so, like, it was important for us as a family, like, to just address that. And that was important for us to talk about, because that just didn't, you know, that didn't sit right with anybody in our, you know, in our family.
That's the Pacers' Tyrese Haliburton with sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer, highs to the mid-60s. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well, highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. Right now it's 50.
Todd Albaugh.
Join us next time as we discuss non-disclosure agreements. Are you for them or against them? And also Sasquatch. Is he a real thing? And what's he really responsible for?
The Todd Albaugh Show. Weekdays noon till 2. You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
Portions of Native Roots Radio may be pre-recorded.
You're listening to the best of Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake. I'm your host, Wakunjahade, Distant Thunder. My colonized name is Robert Pilot. We discuss national and local Native American news and events. As we all know, Native issues are human issues, and human issues are Native issues.
It's a good day to be indigenous. Get up.
They are going to become more brutal.
Couldn't cut. He didn't cut it, dude.
Because all the hippies were trying to be Indians anyway.
They're going to become more repressive because it's a matter of dollars and their illusionary concepts of power.
Hey, Victor.
We must live in balance with the earth.
And also with recent happenings at Wounded Knee.
I am awake. Welcome to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Wakunjahade. Hey, Kutagi, to all my friends and relatives in four directions. You are listening to Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot. We discuss local and national and music events. And as you know, Haley, Native issues and Native music are human issues, and human issues are Native issues. Let's see how I kind of switch that around for the show today.
Native issues and Native music issues. This portion of the show is supported by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Hey, we got an awesome show today, and we're going to be hanging out with the Pretendians, and they have a new song coming out, and they are on right now, and we're just going to rock and roll right with them, and that's get them on right now. Ho-wa. Hey, you guys, how you doing? Let's introduce yourselves here. And we got Thomas and Christine and Jill, and we got a new song coming out. And we haven't had you on a super long time, so excited to have you on. Welcome to Native Roots Radio.
Hello.
Yeah, thank you very much. Thanks for having us.
Right on.
Like you said, we're a Pretendians band, and like we always say, we're not pretending anything. And I am Thomas Draskovic, also known as Chitan Hitika, Brave Hawk, and a lot of our, you know, community is Mr. D. And I am the lead singer, the main songwriter, and sometimes rhythm guitar player for Pretendians Band.
Right on.
Yes, I'm Christine Bartizol. I'm the drummer for Pretendians Band.
I'm Jillio Candyhands. I'm the new bass player.
Woo!
Got the new bass player, huh? Kind of like Spinal
new
Tap.
New and improved. Yes, new and improved. It's like, this is the deluxe model bass player. Yes.
That's right, Spinal Tap.
I used to just fill in, but now I'm here to stay.
Yeah.
Whoa, right on. Hey, Spinal Tap was the drummer they kept on replacing. That's right.
Right, exactly. We can't do that, trust me. That's not happening.
Yeah. Hey, so let's talk a little bit about your history here, and let's get people caught up to who and why and what kind of music, and we'll get into influences, and then we're going to try and play out some of your music for each bumper here, and of course, we're going to end the show with the full ride of your 38, your new tune, and we can talk a little bit about that too. So let's take it away, Thomas. I'm going to talk to you because I knew you the best, but Christine, you're in second place because I know you next best. But Thomas, you're an all well-rounded person. You're a middle school teacher, which is in your stomach too. Right on. And a middle school teacher, an actor, and a musician. Tell us a little bit about you and what makes you tick and why you got such a groovy band.
Well, luck is probably the most, thing that plays a part of this. But yes, I am Hunkpapa Lakota, but I'm also Wahpe Kute Dakota, which is the leaf shooter band here in Minnesota, from Yellow Medicine. My family is originally from here, and I'm from Standing Rock because my, as you can hear from some of our music, the 38, our people are persecuted here in Minnesota, and they are many Ashota Makoche, and they just tend to stand up for themselves and fight against the U.S. government who's trying to oppress and kill them, and eventually ended up losing that battle. And the 38 that we talk about are Dakota warriors who were hung in Mankato +2 in 1862. And I'm from Standing Rock because my people were exiled from our own traditional homelands here in Minnemashota Makuche. And so I was actually just talking to my mom before this so I can get it right. But yes, my mother's great-great-grandmother remembers being in that internment concentration camp at Fort Snelling, and actually remembers being put on those boats on St. Paul to be shipped out of their homeland to other places. And those are things that I carry with me very, very deeply and very seriously. And so where I come from as an indigenous BIPOC mixed race artist is that I write from these experiences and I write from our people's traditional stories and bring it to a more modern context and how we live together as indigenous people here at Minnemashota Makuche, and how we can tell our stories through different ways of expression. And so that's why I think a lot of us, when people ask me if I have an indigenous band, do I play flute? Do I play a drum? Do I play a rattle? Yes, I do, but not in this band. We're a full-on rock band. We are going to tell our story the way we want to and the way that we feel is most appropriate for who we are. That's kind of where I come from as far as where does Pretendians come from? And you think about a name like that and you think about, why would you call yourself that? Well, we're not calling ourselves that. What we're doing is we're trying to call out this construct that's put out by a non-native people of who is a native person? What does it look like? How do we represent ourselves? There's other people trying to tell us who we are. And we're trying to say, no, my mother tells me who I am. My grandmother tells me who I am. Our people show us who we are. And we want to represent ourselves in that way to show people that we have our own story to tell. And it's been told for so long by other people that just don't understand. And this is where I'm coming from. And we figured why not? Let's start a conversation with a name like Pretendians, because that even with other indigenous people, that sets people off. Okay. And they're like, why are you saying that? Why are you calling it up? We're not calling ourselves that. We're calling this out. We're starting conversations and we're starting intelligent, informed conversations based off of this.
Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and Thomas, I want to really accentuate and amplify what you said. We own a store, too, and, people are saying, is this really Indian art? There's no teepee in it, and, there's no canoe or there's no eagle, and it's a Native American or Indian that's making art, and we make all kinds of art because we're not, like you said, pigeonholed with one kind of music, and yeah. I really like that. Let's jump over to Christine. Christine, how long have you been playing drums? This is an amazing thing. I taught drumline for many years at the high school level, and it was always exciting. I had just as many women playing drums and carrying those drums around than I did young boys. So it's good to see you as a drummer and a percussionist and a musician and artist.
Nice. Well, I taught myself how to play drums when I was at high school a long time ago. And I really only started playing drums seriously for these guys because I had met these guys back in, I think, 2013 or 14 we met, and we ended up meeting at this rehearsal studio in Northeast Minneapolis that we practiced at. And they were about to lose a drummer, and I volunteered to play drums for these guys. And I, you know, really honed my skills being with these guys and jamming with these guys. So since I'd say seriously playing drums, probably since 2014, not very long.
Right on. Wow. Hey, we're going to take a break, but we're going to shorten it up a little bit here because I want to play some of your music for the bumper here. So let's go out. We're with the Pretendians, and we'll be right back. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake. Ho-wa!
Hey, Olgama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Your Blue Line Extension Project wants to hear from you. We are working on extending the Blue Line Light Rail into North Minneapolis, Robbinsdale, Crystal, and Brooklyn Park, and connecting it to our growing transit system. Tell us about your neighborhood, your business, your family, and what you need from your Blue Line. Learn more and share more of your story at yourblueline.org. That's yourblueline.org.
When it comes to mental health, making connections with others can be a way forward. How do you reach out when you need someone? What do you do to support those who struggle? Connections can bring comfort, hope, and joy. Find ways that work for yourself and others, like sending a text, sharing a moment, offering a hug, seeing an old friend, creating space to listen. Visit cmentalhealth.org. That's cmentalhealth.org. cmentalhealth.org.
Unwanted sexting or photos, inappropriate jokes, even tickling or wrestling can feel like a violation. Catcalling, cornering, or groping, getting them drunk or high for sex. Recording sexual acts without permission. Hurting someone because of their sexual orientation. Raping a family member, a child, a date, a friend, a stranger. Purchasing a human being for sex. You make the choice every single time. Sexual violence is many things. Make a choice. Do not do it.
Sponsored by the Minnesota Indian Women's Sexual Assault Coalition.
Can you see me because I'm pushing through? Can you hear me because I'm talking to you? Do you feel me because I speak my mind? Are you with me right from your hands up? Make it here, you have to. When you're gay, you make it here, you have to. Cut your chain. What's your name? What you say? Sounds the same as the rest of me.
Hey, welcome back to Native Earth Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by the Native American Community Development Institute in Minneapolis.
Yes, it is. And they're really great people over there in Minneapolis supporting us and supporting Indians all over Turtle Island here, and especially in the Twin Cities. Hey, we're here with the Pretendians. And Christine, I just got to jump in right away here. That was some serious drumming. There was some serious going on. Yes.
It's fast, but it pales in comparison to some of the new songs on the album we have. We've got a couple that are, they're lightning, grease lightning, if you will.
Wow.
Really fast.
Hey, Jill, so how's it joining these two wild and crazy people here? This is like some music you really have to put your seatbelt on and really really plucked that bass.
Oh, it's totally true. So, I don't know. It's been just a whirlwind. I think I've been with them for about 8 months now. I started out at the, what was it, Tribal Palooza?
Tribal Palooza.
Was the first show. I learned the songs the day of without an amp in the hotel room.
Yeah, in my room. Yeah, she learned it. Yeah.
I was playing drums on a pillow.
Yep. So, fast forward, now we have an album out. So, it's been super fun. I just feel that it's a total blessing that these guys have allowed me to play the music with them. And I think the messages that are in the songs are very timely. And I look forward to people really listening and contemplating what the songs are about.
Right on. Hey, Thomas, how can people, find you on Facebook and your website? And how can we book you? And I want to get that out too before I forget, because you know I got a good memory, but it's short.
I know that we're not going to go into that, but I would say if you go onto Facebook, it has all of our social media connections. So Pretendians Band on Facebook, but we also have our own website called pretendiansband.com. And that shows all of our social media. And actually, Christine is the one that handles that for us, because I'm not with that. And so, if you want to call it the Fizz, but so if you want to look on pretendiansband.com, we just put something out on Facebook to show all the different channels you can get the 38 single on, and then our full album that we're going to be dropping tomorrow,
Friday.
And so you'll see all the different platforms that you can access that. But really, if you just go to pretendiansband.com, that'll steer you to anything that you need about us. And yeah, booking, make sure you have money. And make sure it's ahead of the time. And maybe a contract, you know. And yeah, but just for real, we're there. We're ready to rock. We're ready to roll. We're so happy about this new album finally getting out, because it's been a really long process, because honestly, we started before the pandemic even started, and just things got just so blown apart, and it took so long for us to pull everything back together to make a cohesive, group of people that can actually put these things out the way that we want them, and to find people like Rich Madsen that can actually understand that vision and put it together. And right, we have friends that we actually recorded in their basement to just send off to just let them know, this is how we sound. This is how we want it sound. And we have three days for 13 songs.
Wow.
And we slept by our amplifiers, by our drum kits. And we put in the work, and we're extremely proud of it. And we're so happy that it's finally getting a chance to come out and people to hear it and see it. And so, go to pretendiansband.com, and you'll see all the links that you need to see, and spread the word, because part of what we do as an Indigenous rock band is we're not afraid to speak our truth. And that's what we do. And if you want to hear our truth, you want to come see it, and you want to understand and expand your mind, that's where to go.
So, Christine, we can purchase this music on Spotify, iTunes. Where can we get this?
You can get it on pretty much most of the streaming services, like Amazon Music, Apple, the iTunes Store. I think it's out on Deezer. Bandcamp. Right now we only have the single released, which was released today, of the 38, which I think you guys will play later, and the album will be available Friday the 30th. So
right on. So Jill, how much were you involved in this new album, seeing that you've been with the group for only 8 months, and I know you've been working on this for a while, so how involved have you been with the new album?
Well, I've known Thomas for 20 years, and I've known Christine for 10, and filled in a few times, and attended most of their shows, so the music wasn't too foreign to me, and I guess I've been playing bass since I was 12, so My background is a little more jazz, and so I absolutely love, in this group, I got to kind of spread my wings, and I'm playing some chords on bass, a little bit more rock. Right, you know, I had kind of gone punk, and so this is my opening into true rock band. So I'm really embracing that and all the wonderful poses that you get to do when you're playing bass. Like, you just feel like you want to be doing them when you're playing rock. So did I answer your questions, I guess?
So rock is close to jazz, except less chords, right?
Yep.
Yeah, I just want to throw that out there. Being a trumpet player and a jazz musician, I just thought I'd throw that dig in there, Thomas. Yeah.
Well, yeah, I mean, with rock, I guess there could be wrong notes, but with jazz, if you just play it again, it's right. So.
Right. That's what Miles Davis always said. It was like, there's no such thing as a bad note, but there's such thing as a second bad note. Right. Right, with the jazz group. But so inspiration is who you are, Kristen. Inspiration. So Thomas, do you do most of the wordsmith on this, or is it a collaboration?
No, I write all the lyrics. I bring that to our group. There are some songs that I feel inspired enough to where I can come up with a music for it ahead of time, as far as just some chords, some structure. But for the most part, I'm the lyricist. I write all the lyrics. I bring in that particular part of it. And I kind of think of it as more of like when you're painting like a landscape and you kind of get like the background kind of built in and you kind of let people see like what you're trying to go for. And then everybody else adds in all the different layers of nuance and all the details. Because as far as musicianship, my bandmates like exceed me like crazy. And so I am humble enough to step back to where I can be like, you know what, I'm going to do this part, and then let's see where we go from here.
Right.
And so there are times where they're like, well, how does it sound in your head? So I'll beatbox for them or something. You know what I mean? Like, here's a beat. And then all of a sudden, Christine gets something going, then Jill gets something going, Al gets something going, and by the end of it, it sounds like it sounds in my head. Mm-hmm. And that's how good they are, as they can take my rudimentary beatboxing and stuff like that and turn it into something that sounds exactly how it was formed in my head, in the landscape of my brain. And so that's pretty much how we kind of function. Either I bring in something ready to rock, or I just come in with an idea and then they help me actualize it and actually make it something that's listenable.
Cool. Hey, I'm going to get deeper into that, but I want to play Wasteland when we get out here. And what I just want to ask you real quick before I start rocking and rolling, turning AM 950 into a rock station, and all our affiliates all over Wisconsin on the Civic Media Network, and so we're excited to rock it out. I just want to ask you what inspiration was with Wasteland before we play it.
Oh, for me, honestly, it was like kind of like when you look back at indigenous like movements, a lot of them are around how our nature, I mean, everything around us is being corrupted. You know, mm-hmm. through just development, through progress, as you say, and things like where all of a sudden, you know, gold and oil and gas and all this stuff is like agency for everybody else to like live their life through. And that's where they think that's importance to them. And to me, importance is like our earth itself surviving and us being able to survive within that. And then how these other things are kind of killing that, right. You know? And so when they say, welcome to the wasteland, it's like, yeah, we have been the stewards of this land for countless generations. And it only took a few generations of others to come in and just rip that apart.
Let's rock it out here, the last minute of this segment, and listen to a little bit of Wasteland. We're with the Pretendians.
Yeah. We're not going anywhere.
Lake Air, 1260 AM WLAK.
ABC News, I'm Daria Aldinger. 11 Republicans who falsely declared President Trump won the 2020 election have been formally charged.
Arizona's Attorney General announcing charges against 11 alleged fake electors in the state. The charges include fraud, forgery, and conspiracy. Several of the names have been redacted, but the Attorney General saying those names will be unredacted when all defendants have been served.
ABC's Alex Stone. USC campus police are ordering pro-Palestinian protesters to disperse. Governor Gavin Newsom's announced a proposal which would allow Arizona doctors to perform abortions on their patients in California. Russia's vetoed a UN resolution sponsored by the U.S. and Japan, which calls on all nations to prevent a dangerous nuclear arms race in outer space. A humiliating defeat for Team Penske when reigning Indy 500 winner Joseph Newgarden was stripped of his victory in the season-opening race for manipulating his push-to-pass system. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin schools are turning to restraints and seclusion for discipline less often. The Department of Public Instruction says cases were down about 8% last school year. Tim Pirenboom is a DPI psychologist.
It's only supposed to be used as a last resort when the student's behavior presents a clear, present, imminent risk to physical safety.
The report says most schools reported zero cases last school year. High school athletes in Wisconsin will not get name, image, and likeness opportunities this year. A proposed amendment to the WIAA Constitution failed at a meeting of the governing body Wednesday. Executive Director Stephanie Hauser predicts the discussion is just starting. 31 states allow NIL deals for high schoolers, including Minnesota and Illinois. And that's what you need to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
This is your local Civic Media radio station. Want to hear even more? Anytime? Find all of it at civicmedia.us.
Pete with the 60-second Showbiz Beat. Tom Brady will make $375 million as an analyst over 10 years. I'm not trying to denigrate a profession, but $37.5 million a year to say, great catch? I would have done it for half that. The legendary QB will be the subject of a comedy roast on Netflix May 5th. That's right. They're going to roast a handsome 7-time Super Bowl champion who married a supermodel and seems to be liked by everyone, despite his past friendship with Donald Trump. Good luck, writers. The feud between Taylor Swift and Kim Kardashian is back in the news. Swift released a song called Thank You, Amy, which references a bully. Swiftie fans suspect the song is directed at Kardashian, whose ex-husband, Kanye West, said derogatory things about Swift in 2016, which Kardashian still defends to this day. Taylor Swift is not ready to shake it off and came out swinging through song. In a related story, Kardashian will retaliate with a new sex tape. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Partly cloudy for tonight, low in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, more sunshine with a few clouds in the afternoon and warmer, highs to the mid-60s. Then rain rolls into the area tomorrow night and Friday, becoming breezy as well. Highs upper 50s. And more showers and storms around for the weekend and cooler. Right now it's 48.
Matt Mayer on air.
We Energies said the raccoon came into contact with some equipment in a substation. I just have this vision of this raccoon being egged on by his buddy raccoon going, touch them both. See what happens. Do that. Then touch that one.
They're not cute. They're not cuddly. They are disease-ridden, opposable thumb-having little trash pandas.
Matt Mayer on air. Weekdays 10 till noon on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
In honor of National Cheeseball Day, what food totally disgusts you? For me, it's anything where cheese is crammed together and soft. Why you would put it all into a ball or a log or a loaf, I don't understand. What about you, Conrad? You got a disgusting food?
I like tuna. It just can't be from in a can. It just has the worst smell in me. I just think it's nasty.
Nightlight with Pete Schwabba. Weeknights 7 till 9 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Pat Kreitlow.
Thursday on Up North News Radio, our weekly Women Win Wisconsin profile from Motherhood for Good, and our weekly visit with political strategist Joe Zepecki.
Up North News with Pat Kreitlow. Weekday mornings starting at 6.
You're listening to pre-recorded content produced by Civic Media.
free me out of walk the line. Do you hear me out of run and hide? Can you take this to hear that scream? Will you raise me up, push me away? So make it here, you have to cut your game. You make it here, you have to cut your game. What's your name? What you say? Sounds the same as the rest of me.
Hey, welcome back to Native Earth Radio. Presents, I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This portion of the show is supported by Minnesota 350, a grassroots organization fighting for climate justice.
Hey, we're here with the Pretendians, and my dog's really liking it here. Wanda's rocking out, and now she wants more. But hey, we're with the Pretendians, and we're talking about their music, and they have a song that's dropped today, and we're going to play that later on in the show, at the end of the show. And one of the things I wanted to get back to, probably with Thomas right now, and then everyone else can chime in too. I thought it was really interesting when I saw the Beatles documentary on how they put, I don't know if you guys saw that, but how they put together their songs. And I always tried, I might have asked you this 2 years ago when you guys were on, but what comes first, the lyrics or the music for you? And what's the process? I know you were talking a little bit about that when it comes to, hey, I got this song in my mind, you know, this is what I'd like to hear from the drum. This is what I like to hear from the bass and the guitar.
Yeah, well, that's basically it. I mean, honestly, I'm a lyricist. I write. I have like ideas in my head lyrically like all the time, and so I always try to tell my bandmates, I'm like, I have lyrics for days, you know what I mean? Like, and Al would tease me that I'm like Eminem on 8 Mile, sitting on the bus writing in my little notepad, and it's not that far from the truth. I mean, if I have an idea, I mean, if you look in my basement or any of my rooms in my house, I have like scattered notes like all over the place. Because I'll get an inspiration from a movie, a conversation, an observation from just anything in my life. And it triggers something and I have to write it down. I mean, I wrote a song one time coming home from the park on my bike, you know, and when I got home, I scribbled it out in like 2 minutes. And I've written songs in like 20, you know, and so for me, it's just, it comes from anywhere it can. And honestly, like I said, like my bandmates are really, they're great. And there are times where like maybe we're in between songs during our practice or rehearsal, and all of a sudden they're playing something that sounds like a song. And I'm like, hey, what was that? They're like, we're just jamming. And I'm like, oh crap. I'm like, keep that going. And when I grab my notebook, because it fit into something that in my head that I thought would work. And just keep playing it. And they play it, and then I start singing, we start getting through it. And so it's a really, like, a truly organic process. I mean, there's no rhyme or reason to it, is what I'm saying. It's like, it just happens the way it's supposed to, you know? And it just comes about because that's what's supposed to be there. And so I don't have a tried and true method of writing, creating, and presenting. It's just, you know, if it's meant to be, it's meant to be.
So Christine and Jill, you talk about your process too. And then also, I'd love to know if you ever hear Thomas with lyrics and going, oh my God, dude, what are you thinking? Or, oh my God, this is great. You know, I mean, is it the gambit, or is Thomas spot on before he brings them to you?
Yeah, sometimes we jam. Like sometimes we'll play our set. We have 2 sets. We've got an old set of songs that we have, and then we've got a new set of songs. And so if we're just bored, we'll just start jamming out. And like Thomas says, sometimes he'll just grab some lyrics and he'll say, don't stop. And so it's very organic. And other times he has the lyrics first. And our process is to just, for me, being a drummer, is to try to see what I can do during the song to help the bass player, to help the guitar player, and rhythmically to help Thomas in some of his rhythmic cadences. I try to do that on several songs, so just to see where I can fit in. So.
And you, Jill?
A lot of similar ideas there to what Christine said. One of the things that I've just noticed from playing for many, many years is that I typically find the pocket where I'm somewhere between playing the beat of what's going on with the drums, but leaving enough space / accentuating whatever the lyrics are. So I like to kind of really highlight the singer when the singer is singing. And I think that really stands true for this music because the words are so important. And maybe another comment, there's a few songs on the new album, like there's one called Mini Wachoni. And so it's got kind of, it's, I would call that one more of like a groove oriented song, and then we have another one called like War Cry where it's very, it's just very on beat. And so I think sometimes the use of lyrics with the music, they can go together to kind of create the story. And so we have lots of songs like that, but we have some other songs like the South Side Welcoming Committee will be on there. It's a little bit more of a maybe a Red Hot Chili Peppers funky kind of thing. So you're just like, it's like really happy. And then you hear Thomas tell you what the song is about. And so it's like kind of a polar opposite in that, the song is about the plight of homelessness welcoming you to Franklin, hey, instead of just walking on by and saving your comments about, oh, that's really too bad, maybe you should bring some water and like hand it out, so I think if you do that though, maybe you can get into the happy beat of that song, I guess.
That's interesting.
I like it though when the song, the lyrics are the same, and I also like it when it's kind of ironic where the beat is totally different from what you're singing about. But
That's interesting because I saw a Van Halen interview from the first singer with Van Halen, and he said that's every one of his songs were happy. But they were, they came off happy, but the lyrics were dark. And so that's really interesting that you say that. And then you go back and forth. I know Haley has a question.
I do, yes. I know you guys were just talking, you mentioned the Red Hot Chili Peppers kind of taking on that sound. Just reading off your website here, the Pretendians band sound is characterized by ripping guitar solos, booming rhythms and powerful vocals with deep lyrics, creating a sonic landscape that is electrifying and inspiring. So I just want to ask, I mean, you guys can each quickly comment, but who was some of like musically inspired you? Like what kind of inspired the sound that you guys have today?
I would say there's so many. I always falter at this question because there's so much going on, but just to be cheap, I guess, Link Wray. And, and locally, Keith Sokola has always been a really huge supporter of us. And he's always been somebody who just welcomes Libra with open arms. He's such a great Indigenous artist that way. But as far as for me, lyrically, Zach De La Roca from Rage Against the Machine has been a huge influence for me. Be Real is another lyricist that I really like, KRS-One. I really like people that just go out of their way basically to like be themselves and speak their truth and not be beholden to what people think you should say something a certain way or you should express yourself a certain way. I've always felt like I go with artists that seem to be truly unique in their vision and in their focus. And so those are a lot of things. And of course, when I grew up, I listened to a lot of metal, Metallica, Megadeth kind of stuff, Slayer things, and like really hard driving things like that. But also a lot of it for me, I write my lyrical style from the drum. And, when I was a little kid, when I was like four, running around at powwows, just a dirty little res kid, getting in trouble, my mom would grab me and throw me on my grandpa's lap, my grandpa Norman Shoestring, who was with the Rock Creek Singers, and she's like, sit here. And she put me on his lap and give me a drumstick and then just sit there and drum and sing with them. And to me, I think that's the basis of everything that I sing or write or perform comes from. It's that initial heartbeat from Mother Earth herself, and that's where a drum represents. So I think that's my basis for everything, but I have influences all over the place, and they're never ending, and I can't think of all of them, but that's it.
Yeah, I like to connect to the energy of music. So I like a lot of 80s and 90s artists. I really like The Cure. I love that big fat bottom end sound that they have going on and the chunky guitar riffs. I also like Rush and Neil Peart as a drummer, but I don't consider myself a drummer per se. I fill in for these guys, but really I'm a guitar player and a songwriter. And this is my little room with all my guitar amps and guitars. You can't really see them, but I just like the energy and the what it does to me from my heart. Oh, look at your little dog, cute.
All right, Jaleo.
Oh boy, yeah, that's always a hard question. My favorite musician is Chopin. My favorite band is Depeche Mode, but I play nothing like that. And I started up on the stand up, so I think I'm always kind of aspiring to find new sounds that I can. I don't play with a pick, where I can use my fingers to really connect, I think, with the strings. So I guess Jaco Pastorius, Charles Mingus, and Chris Wood are probably some of my favorites, where I just, the tone, I'm a little bit more on the tone than the playing. And then just something that is, something that is minimalistic, but yet still finds the space to connect the rhythm and melody if I'm hearing that, I'm in love with it. So there's countless of, every time I go see a new band, I pretty much love the bass player. So I'm just one of a group, right?
That's awesome. Hey, I don't want to, we got a minute left here, and I wanted to save the 38 for the last segment, and we're going to play the whole thing out. But we got a minute left here, and I just wanted to say this before I go out with some Ula music is, I know a lot of actors want to be musicians, and I know a lot of musicians want to be actors. So, Thomas, you got it going on in the both ways there. And you were in a play last time that was just a fabulous play. I went and saw it three times, and not just because my Hinu was in it, but because it was really, really good. And I just got to throw that out there. Hey,
I do my best.
Right on. You're listening to Native Roots Radio presents I'm Awake, and we'll be back after this short message. We're with the Pretendians. Ho!
Hey, Ogama, I've been hearing a lot about this term, climate justice. What is that?
Climate justice is recognizing that the negative impacts of climate change don't affect all people equally. It also means transitioning from a fossil fuel-based economy to a more sustainable future. MN350 is one of the groups that's pushing for this transition to protect our futures. You can even get involved, too.
That's great, especially since I'm concerned about pipeline projects like Line 3. How can I help MN350?
Just find them on Facebook or visit mn350.org.
Hey, this is Robert Pilot. I taught in St. Paul Public Schools for over 25 years, and I want you to join the team and make a difference in our children's future. Right now, St. Paul Public Schools is offering hiring and retention bonuses up to $10,000 for a variety of teaching and classroom support positions for the next school year. Grow in a supportive and fulfilling public school setting. Limited bonuses are available, so don't delay. Apply at spps.org/careers.
No matter if you're eating out or cooking something at home, eatlocalminnesota.com has you covered with a list of locally owned restaurants and food purveyors. Locally owned Vinaigrette has been offering the finest olive oil and vinegar since 2009. Reintroduce yourself to all the many flavors by tasting before you buy. From darker white balsamic to cold-pressed extra virgin olive oil from all over the world, there is something for everyone. Vinaigrette, located at 50th and Xerxes in Minneapolis, or at vinaigrettemn.com. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for fun. Enjoy the fantastic food like their pizzas, burgers, and sandwiches, the best bowling in Minnesota, their wildly popular outdoor patio,
great drink specials, all the big games on their numerous screens, and it's the perfect place for your next private event, even large gatherings for over 200. The Park Tavern is your go-to destination for everyone. Have fun at the Park Tavern, Louisiana Avenue, north of Highway 7 in St. Louis Park.
We're here. This is Native Roots Radio Presents I'm Awake, and I'm your host, Robert Pilot.
This show is supported by Howling for Wolves, protecting wolves for future generations.
Howl! We got to get the Pretendians to unmute and do that again. Wow. Go ahead.
Yeah, we need a wolf in our band, yeah.
Hey, we're with the Pretendians, and we're talking about their new hit coming out here, the 38, and we're just having a nice little cool little gab session here about this groovy band. And I feel like I'm a DJ tonight, so I'm grooving myself over here in St. Paul.
Right. Yeah, we appreciate you. We truly do.
Again,
yeah, thanks for having us on and like giving us this time, because this means a lot to us, you know, because again, we as Indigenous artists, it's hard to get your message across without stepping on toes, or you know, getting people that like maybe don't quite understand exactly where you're coming from, but giving a platform and a forum for people to just be nuanced about how they present themselves as Indigenous people. And yeah. I think that's a big thing about our band itself, is that we're not all full blood, we're not all like, you know, that way, but like we know where we come from, and we know who we are, and we're speaking from that truth. And so yeah. Before you try to judge us right off of the name itself, you should look, research, really understand exactly what we're doing, where we're coming from, because we're trying to create a forum for people to actually feel open to speaking their truth and speaking about, you know, about their experiences, because we don't all experience things the same way. We don't all come from the same community. We don't all understand those types of things unless we actually sit down and listen. And yeah. And before we came here today, my mother called me and we talked for a good hour, and she really grounded me back into that, to be like, oh, that's really good. It's good. You're going to be on the radio. That's great. Yeah, but don't forget, this is where you're coming from, and this is what you're speaking, and this is what you need to say. And I always listen to my mom.
Yeah,
some of my, you know, brothers and sisters get upset about how come she always likes you. I'm like, because I listen to her. That's why.
Well, those are good words, and that's what we talk about. And I got to tell you, three, is that what's really exciting about this show for me is not only to have you on, but it's a very easy for me to play the best of, or whenever I'm on vacation to play this show, because it's timeless, and that's a good thing. So that's awesome. And that's the Pretendians, you know, the 38 coming out today, and the website again, and the Facebook, and how to get a hold of you guys. I'm waiting for it to stream down there on the bottom, but it's the PretendiansBand.com. And so we can get
PretendiansBand.com.
Yes. Thank you. So we got a few minutes here before we're going to rock out. Christine, do you have anything you'd like to say? I think Thomas really set the mood there, is that that's what this whole show is about, is to amplify Native people and mainstream them, because we have a lot of our allies listens to the show all over Turtle Island, and so we like to educate and also and have fun too.
We're grateful and thankful for all the support we get from everybody, and we especially love our Native audience. There's no doubt about it. So thank you.
Well, I appreciate that, and you know what What's the future? What I really want to ask is, when are you guys gigging? That's what I wanted to see. When's your next gig?
Go ahead.
All right. Our next gig is July 15th.
Saturday,
July 15th, 2023. And it's going to be an Indigenous Roots. Yeah, I know. I have to check my watch, but I don't even have one on. But yeah, so like, yeah, we're at an Indigenous Roots Cultural Center over in East St. Paul, run by Sergio Garcia and Marianne Quintos, some really good friends and allies. So we're going to be there in support of Trickster Taco's third annual kind of celebration of their, them being in, serving people really awesome food. And so there's going to be some food trucks there. There's going to be a Native comedian, the Res Reporter, as you guys know him. Yeah, Mr. Fairbanks. Yeah. And so we're going to be opening it up with a two-set performance. There's going to be about 45 minutes per set, a break in between to kind of go and get some food and just recover from the awesomeness that we're going to put out, because it's
right hot.
And then and then come back and enjoy some more. So and it's an Indigenous Roots.
It starts at one.
We play from 1 to 3, and then the Res Reporter will be on from like 3 to 5-ish area around that in the afternoon. You can check it out on our website. We have it ready and available. And if you look at Indigenous Roots, they have it posted there. And then we also are playing on August 7th.
Monday
at
7 p.m.
Thank you. They're helping me out. August 7th on Monday for the Aquatennial celebration down.
This is at the Waterworks.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Parks Board.
This is where
the new Waterworks Amphitheater.
Waterworks Amphitheater.
At Mill Ruins Park.
At Mill Ruins Park.
It's right across the way from the Owami restaurant.
Yes.
Right
very cool.
Yeah.
Hey,
the fireworks are going
Trickster's Tacos. Thomas was the owner, your student too, because I had
The owners are actually parents to two of the students that used to go to our school. Yeah.
Awesome.
They're Omaha and Lakota. And they are from our school, and they've been really cool, really huge allies. And helpful with they have our stickers like all over their food truck and all that kind of stuff, They're just
we love them, they're
awesome. And I'm sorry, I don't mean to put up there's no fireworks. The fireworks is actually in our show.
That's there you go, right on.
We provide
yes.
fireworks. That one's right on Monday, middle. August 7th.
Monday, August
7th,
2023. Yeah, we're still in the same year. Yep. 2023, August 7th, we're going to be down there by the Waterworks. Go to our website, and you will not be misled by me. You'll see the actual dates, the actual times, and how to get there and how to do it. But trust me, I'm not leading you astray. As a fact, I'm going to rock it out. I'm going to sing the best I can for all of you, and we are all going to do the best we can for you, because that's all we do. Yeah. We love what we do. We're not pretending anything. Let's go.
We're here with the Pretendians, and we're going to play your song here on the way out. Right. Thank you so much. This was Native Roots Radio Presents. I'm Awake.
Thanks, guys.
See you tomorrow. Ho.
Ho.
Yamani san. Shagaloka ki. Keksuyapo. Ramsey soldiers killed at 38. The land of our own was a settler's power. While the Cortez died at the whim of the cowards. This is useless now by Olympian speed. All your honor archers is if whatever your vehicle. So you keep clothing ourselves. To have that trope. Exhibit Belver. But the Cortez gone. Keep clothing ourselves.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK, Amory's home for Matt and Air on Air.
Crude and Dom.
Tune in. Presidential immunity and the David Pecker for the prosecution. Trump's got trials all around town. Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates. Weekdays 4 till 6.
Covering all the news that affects you with humor and a unique perspective. Matinaire on Air with Jane Matinaire. Weekdays 10 till noon on Lake Air 107.5 FM and 1260 AM WLAK and on the Civic Media app.
You are never far away from your favorite radio station. We're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app. And if you missed your favorite show or game, listen to a podcast of it anytime on the app or our website, civicmedia.us.
You're listening to Lake Air 1260 AM WLAK Amory and 107.5 FM W298 DK Amory and